Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Carroll's Corner MMA Podcast with your host, Kyle Carroll. Tonight we got a great show for you. We're going to be joined by Rufus Sport bantamweight fighter, professional fighter, Odey Osborne. Odey is on the line with us right now. UFC fighter Randy Brown will be joining us as well later on in the show, so be sure to stay tuned for that interview. He's coming off the Dana White new show, Looking for a Fighter. After fighting in Atlantic City, they picked him up. So feel free to join us on social media at MyMMA News, at Carroll's Corner, and at Giblitz77, J-I-B-L-I-T-Z-77. Feel free to call in during any time during the show at 213-943-3517. MMA News is hosting a UFC viewing party on January 30th with UFC bantamweight fighter Ashley Evans-Smith. Come out to the Trackside Station Grill and Bar, free photos and autographs, and watch the fights and have a good time. See you there. It's in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Wrestling news this week, we have NCAA College Wrestling News. Penn State Nittany Lions' Jason Nolf ends national champion sophomore Isaiah Martinez's 61-match win streak in Penn State's 30-15 victory. He was the first undefeated wrestler as a true freshman since Cale Sanderson, and was undefeated up until this point. Iowa controls Nebraska 21-11 and improved to 13-0 on the season, extend their conference win streak to 19. Number 17-ranked Minnesota Golden Gophers win a dramatic comeback from behind victory 23-18 over Purdue. Ohio State stuffs Michigan State 33-9 on Sunday. Oklahoma State dominates Iowa State 38-3, making it their largest win over the Cyclones, they're 34-0 shutout in 1949. Drexel beats Army West Point 25-7. Number 8-ranked Michigan earns a sixth straight win in dominant fashion, crushing number 21 Indiana 33-6. Kent State pulls away late against Old Dominion University for their fifth straight win 25-13. Penn handles Binghamton 24-9. Number 6 Lehigh rides a fast start to a 25-13 win at Cornell. And Oklahoma State snaps Mizzou's 37-match winning streak after falling to the Oklahoma State Cowboys 23-9 on Friday night. Just for those of you who haven't heard yet, former Blair Academy and Penn State wrestler and MMA fighter Jared Platt lost his battle with cancer on Friday night. He was only 26 years old. So for some MMA news, Fabricio Werdum now out of UFC 196 main card event. Oday, you're on the line with us, correct?
Correct.
Thoughts on Werdum pulling out? I don't know if you heard anything about it.
I actually didn't hear about that. I did not hear about that at all.
Okay, well, I know Cain Velasquez, I believe it happened this morning. Cain Velasquez pulled out of his fight due to injury, which I know everyone was not shocked to hear, but everyone was disappointed about. And then Werdum pulled out. And this is the statement that he left for journalists on Monday morning. I was injured, Werdum told Brazilian journalists on Monday. I have a foot injury and haven't been able to throw kicks in training for 2 weeks. I will still fight Cain because I was injured the last time. But I also hurt my back last Friday. I went to the doctor, tried to continue training, but couldn't spar as I should spar. So he says he's injured. He doesn't feel like he can fight. The thing that bothers me about this, I'm curious to what your thoughts are on this, Oday. Another quote from Werdum is, "I decided not to fight because I'm not 100%, he continued. If Cain was the opponent, I would go on. It's not his fault. It's not nobody's fault. Injuries happen. You can't avoid them. I have no option. I made this decision because I'm not feeling 100%. So, in other words, he would fight if it was Cain.
No one's 100%. I'm not 100%.
I was about to say that. I'm like, is any fighters 100%? I don't think so. I don't think any pro athlete is ever 100% for a game time.
No way. No.
So,
no one's ever 100%.
Now, my next question is...
fairy tale lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. Like, now, should he be forced to fight in there, or should he be allowed to pull out without, like, a doctor's note? Because they had another opponent scheduled for him, Stipen, a big guy from Cleveland, who's been hammering through people. I don't know.
Well,
I really think he should be forced.
It comes down to this. If he has to be forced, then everyone has to be forced, too.
True.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. Now, what does that do for his image, though? The fact that it looks like he's dodging this new opponent because he's not ready for him.
Oh, man, I don't know. I think, I honestly, like I said, I think he's dodging him. He said, you know, he's not 100%. That's like a terrible excuse. That's not a... What? Like, give us a real injury, you know what I mean? That's not real.
Yeah, I agree 100%. To me, he just... Not that I was ever really a huge fan of Fabricio, but any chance of me becoming a fan is long gone now.
Yeah, he said he hurt his foot?
Yeah, he said he was already injured, and he had an injured foot, and then he hurt his back last Friday. So it's kind of up in the air.
Yeah,
it's kind of... I got this, I got that. It's probably sore, but... Whatever.
Yeah, I want to see, like I said, I want to see a doctor's thing about his back, but
because
his foot, that's
Jackson in the first round.
Yeah. Now switch over to Conor McGregor and his girlfriend Dee Devlin filed breach of privacy claims in court of law. UFC featherweight Conor McGregor won the 13-second KO over Jose Aldo, and they filed a breach in privacy claims against Sunday World News, which is a news source in the United Kingdom, after the paper posted a photo of his new home and luxury cars. According to lawyerherald.com, a report on Sunday features his €2 million mansion, as well as his 8 luxury cars in the garage and estimated prices for each car. Does he have the right to file against that? Like, should they be publishing photos of his home, or...
Whose home is it, Aldo's?
No, it's of Conor McGregor's. From what I understand, it's his and his girlfriend's home, and they're upset that their photo's been published in the paper, so I guess people know where they live now, and I think that's what they're really upset about. They're losing privacy. But...
Oh, that's ridiculous. There's a thing called Google Earth. You can find out where anyone lives.
Google Earth.
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess that. Yeah. So if you're running from Oday, don't expect to get away. He's going to find you on Google Earth.
No, I'm going to find you.
All you fighters, you better not hide. He'll catch you.
I'm going to find you.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's kind of another way to make some cash.
That's a little over the top.
Yeah, it's a little nuts. He's a little nuts, though, yeah. So what do you expect?
He is. He's ridiculous.
And then UFC and the British Wrestling Association today announced a partnership to actively promote amateur and Olympic wrestling throughout the United Kingdom. This is huge in the United Kingdom because wrestling isn't that large there. Now that this is being combined, the UFC is huge in the United Kingdom. Wrestling can grow with them. I think there's big things for the sport of wrestling. I know you're a wrestler, O'Day. What are your thoughts on wrestling growing with the UFC?
Oh man, I think that's awesome. Like I said, I don't think the United Kingdom has much of wrestling. I think that's amazing. That I think it's crazy that they were deciding to take it. They took it out of the Olympics.
Yeah, I agree. One of the oldest
sport.
Although, what it comes down to is making money. I feel like they don't believe it makes enough money. But wrestling has got a tight-knit fraternity-type community when it comes to wrestling. Everyone's...
Oh, man. Curling makes enough money?
Oh, you know what? Well, they do air it quite a bit, unfortunately. I agree with you.
Ridiculous.
I can't make it much money, but...
I can't stand it.
All those hipsters must be really into it.
I can't stand it.
So, yeah, who the hell knows? If you want to call into the show at 213-943-3517. We're on the line right now with O'Day Osborne, a Rufus Sport MMA fighter, professional. He's fighting on January 30th at the NAFC Super Brawl, which is the North American Fighting Championship in Waukesha, Wisconsin, at the Waukesha County Expo Center. So be sure to tune in and call us if you're listening. And then later on, we'll have UFC fighter, the newest addition, Randy Brown, joining us. So O'Day, we're going to jump in. You're 2-0 as a pro. You're over at Rufus Sport now. First of all, thanks for coming on the show. And then can you tell us how it has been training over at Rufus Sport?
Oh, it's been great, man. It really has. Love and support that everyone shows me is tremendous. It's the challenge is, like I said, I tell everybody this. The only challenge is that there are no minnows over there, just all sharks. So it definitely gets me prepared.
I was about to say that. There really are no minnows over there. You got a lot of lighter weight fighters over there. Dustin Ortiz is a teammate of yours. He's fighting this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Anthony Pettis, Sergio Pettis. Chico Camus. Yep, he should be fighting sometime
Eric.
Soon. Cope, right?
Eric, Cope, he's fighting us.
And then I know Mike Biggie Rhodes is headlining. He's a heavier fighter, but he's big headlining the NAFC Super Bowl.
Correct.
And they always say iron sharpens iron. What is it like training with those guys, though?
Like I said, man, it really pushes you. It pushes you to your limit. Like I said before, there are no minnows. It's all sharks. Got to train your mind. It's more, I think for me, it's more of, training my mind more than training my body. I can't eat like I did or, go out like I did or do any of that and come train because then you'll get tore up alive. That's why, I love it.
Now, being that so many fighters are around the same weight, is there ever a worry or a thought that anyone in the room will fight each other at any point? Because I know a handful of them are UFC fighters.
No, I don't really think that anyone really has that concern. I've never thought that. I think all of them are just there to do their jobs and, if anything comes up. But,
I suppose at this point,
I don't see that happening.
Good enough. I suppose he's got enough fighters at 135 now and 125 to
that happening unless in the future it's 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the best fighters in the UFC at 135 are there, then, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Now I'm going to turn to a subject that's a little more sensitive. Recently, you've lost your head trainer, Reese Oldman Shaner. It's a tragic accident, a motorcycle accident. Was there difficulty in transitioning from that point in your life to continuing on with the sport and moving forward? Is that he was played a large role in, I know, in your career.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know, there was a huge difference, mainly with, you know, with just like basically it's almost like you're changing homes. You know what I mean? It sucks at first because you know you're not really close to anyone, or you know, you don't talk to anyone. It's everything's different at first. Everything, the training, the times. You know, 'cause I'm used to training at night, as you know, they train at noon. So everything is different. The distance, traveling there. At first, it was completely just a headache. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't figure out, you know, anything. Nothing went right. It was a headache.
Was there any point that you wanted to stop fighting, or like all those?
Oh, of course.
All the headaches.
I had my doubts. Of course. Or, you know, with Reese being gone, I was like, oh man, I'm not sure if I want to do this anymore. I want to move back to Florida. All those thoughts came into my head. But like anything in life, you know, you have to push through the hard times, and that's what I did. I pushed through all those hard times and made the sacrifices, and now all the adjustments paid off, and I am exactly where I need to be. Everyone over there, they, you know, they treat me amazing. You know, Duke, Scott, all those guys, they're great, great people. All the
fighters. They are great people. Yeah, I've never heard anything bad about any of them. From my experience meeting them, they are all great people. Now, was there any one thing or one person that helped you push through the grieving period?
I think as a team, they all helped me push through, you know, to be honest. All of them, you know, they didn't, at first, you know, they weren't, you know, they weren't like, oh man, we got this new guy, like, you know, stick it to the new guy, yada yada. They were all just, you know, open arms, welcomed me and treated me as I was one of theirs, a Spartan like them. And I would say Reese was a bigger one. You know, Reese definitely helped me a lot.
Awesome. Yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All
whenever
right.
What's that?
No. I'm sorry. My apologies.
No, I was just saying, whenever I had difficulties or anything, I would just, you know, think back of what Reese would say or what he'd ask me to do, and that's what I did.
That's awesome. Definitely. So a little his voice in the back of your head kept you going. That's awesome.
Exactly.
So you're moving to the third professional fight at bantamweight. Can you tell us what we could expect from the fight coming up on Saturday night?
What to expect? A lot of excitement, you know me. Flying knees, backflips, spin techniques. I might even pull a rabbit out of a hat. All that. I like to excite the fans.
Yeah, definitely. That is one thing you definitely do when you're inside the cage. Do you know anything about your opponent? Can you tell us what he's like, what you expect from him, and what you plan to do to him?
Two no's and a yes. I don't know what he's like. I don't know what to expect from him. And I plan to end the fight in about 45 seconds.
Awesome. All right.
So,
45 seconds.
I really don't care to know what he's like. I don't care to what, you know, it's not going to change what I'm going to do.
That was my next question. Do you train towards any one fighter? But you just answer that pretty much.
Yep. And no fighter changes what I'm going to do. I think, for me personally, I think, you know, the mind, Reese always said that, the mind is the most powerful aspect. Like, you can train as hard as you want. Sometimes if you don't have the sharp mind, then that's going to beat you. You know, sometimes you're your worst enemy. If you look at somebody, you know, if you look at someone's highlight and they're just knocking everybody out, you're going to be like, man, I got to watch out for that. That guy strikes, he's going to knock me out. Then it's going to get in your head. Then you're going to think, oh, you know, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So what I usually would do, I would ask someone, like, hey, you know, what is this guy like? And then they'd tell me, like, oh, he's like this. He's a such and such style. His record is this, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome. All right. I know I mentioned in my pre-show article that you remind me of a mix of John Jones and Anderson Silva. The way you attack, the way you move your body inside the cage, your strategy, or the way you use your offense. Are those fighters that you try to emulate? And do you, is there like anything that you incorporate into your training that they do in their in your fighting?
I really don't. I kind of just go out there and do me, you know. As a wrestler, it's just one of the things that was molded by, Ben Tolmes kind of taught me that way as I grew up as being a wrestler, was just go out there and have fun, put on a show. And that's how awesome. I've always been, you know, I just go out there and have fun.
Awesome. Now, when you go out there and you're having fun, do you try to, attack people's legs or go right to, would you rather stand or would you rather bring it to the ground?
I would rather stand, but I am a former wrestler, so if it comes to, I really don't know until I'm out there. You know what I mean? I just react off of instincts. If I see an opening and he's there and he's kind of clinching me, then I'm going to take him down if he's getting too close. You know, if he's far, he's backing up, then I'm going to strike him. You know what I mean?
All right.
I kind of just do whatever my opponent is reacting to. You know what I mean? I try not to force one thing. If you want to take someone down and it's not there, stand up. That's
okay.
My game.
Now, do you have any one specific strike that's your favorite, takedown that's your favorite, submission that's your favorite?
Yes. The body kicks and body knees, flying knees and body knees are my favorite.
Awesome. submissions. Do you have any submissions? I believe you do have a submission victory, correct?
I do. Yep.
Rear naked choke. Is that your favorite, or do you have another one that you enjoy doing?
I would say my favorite is probably an armbar.
Armbar, okay.
Yep.
Awesome. She hit a crack in someone's elbow, popping.
Yep. But awesome. like I said before, you know, I usually don't try to go after one submission. If it's I try to take something that they give me, you know.
Definitely, yeah. To find the opportunities. So since I've known you, talking to you so much about fighting, followed you throughout your whole career. Thus far, you seem like a fighter that includes a lot of psychology in your fighting and training. Do you meet up on certain fighters and how they do, and what do you implement certain things from books and coaches and strategy into your fighting to kind of the mental aspect and the psychology of the game? I know you were talking.
Yeah,
about
you know. You know what? I love GSP's mindset. You know, I love how mentally prepared he gets before a fight. And he's even said, you know, sometimes he'll go into a fight, you know, seeing him picturing himself lose, and he'll get timid and nervous, and by the time the lights go on, everything goes away. So I definitely like the way GSP does his preparation.
Okay. I know some people say he's obsessive compulsive when it comes to training and whatnot. Is there a book or anything that you read specifically that kind of gives you the edge on his mind asset?
No, there was a write up on him on the internet that I read, and then there was I forgot what the documentary was called. There was a documentary on Netflix I watched, and that's what I was like, wow, that that makes sense, because he basically highlights the fact that if your mind isn't sharp, then your tools aren't going to be sharp.
Yeah, that's awesome. I actually never heard that before.
It's awesome to have all the tools in the shed, but if you can't use any of them, what good are they?
True that. I'm going to have to find it on Netflix now, see if they still got it on there.
Yeah, I don't know if they still have it or not.
All right, I'm going to have to check it out. Now, if you finish your opponent this weekend, which I'd be honest, I don't see that you any reason why you wouldn't, but it's a fight. What do you feel you have to do to take the next steps towards entering the next level, say fighting in RFA, King of the Cage, Bellator, UFC?
I personally would like to end all my fights in the first round, just so, you know, wow, this guy is just knocking people out or submitting everyone in the first round. I think there needs to be that one. You know how Ronda Rousey was signed because she armbarred everyone in the first round?
Yeah.
I want to be the guy that pretty much beats everybody else in the first round.
All right, so you feel like it's really
important. I'm not saying
important.
That's a step, but, you know, that's what I really am trying to focus on.
So that, all right, so that's your goal to improve that? That was actually my next question.
Goal.
You could tell us some of your goals within that training / fighting inside the cage that you would have. So beating everyone in the first round.
That is my goal.
Now, do you set goals within training so you could, I guess, improve each day you're training?
No, I've just set goals on my mindset, you know. I think, you know, another thing Reese has always said was not to leave the fight in the judges' hands. And I've always led by that. So that's always been one of my goals, to leave it all in the cage. Just go out there hard, you know, bust my tail.
Awesome.
Like my thing is if I do a flying knee and I hit someone in the head and it catches me and all of a sudden I get taken down, but then I get back up, I would do the flying knee again because no one's going to remember the person that, oh man, he's the one that took you down off the flying knee. They're going to remember, oh man, he cracked you in the head with that flying knee.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Awesome. Now, that's a great mindset, definitely. I'm looking forward to seeing you fight. I'm going to have to try and get some video of it after. Unfortunately, I won't be in Waukesha to watch it. But I plan to find it somehow. Do you know if they're putting it on GFL or anything like that?
I think there's that professional that's filming the fight also.
Okay, they're streaming it.
Positive. So, yes. I'm not
awesome.
Sure if they're streaming.
Right.
Oh, no, streaming? I'm not 100% sure if they're streaming it or not.
All
I know they will be... professional videographer there.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to have to try and catch a video of it afterwards if they're not streaming it. Now, can you tell us what should your fans know about you that they don't already know? Do you have any hobbies, passions outside of mixed martial arts?
Oh, as you know, I like to make funny videos, but
yeah,
I'm sure a lot of them already know that because you know, if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram, I'm always posting some funny stuff.
Yeah, you do put some funny videos up there. Or if they're not following you already, can you tell us now how we can find you on social media?
Yes, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter all have the same. They're at Ode Osborne. That's ODE for O'Day, and then Osborne, OSBOURNE.
Awesome.
So Instagram at Ode Osborne, Twitter at Ode Osborne, and Facebook, Ode Osborne. Does it get much simpler than that?
No, not at all. All right, excellent. Now, do you want to give any shout outs to any one person or any sponsors?
Just my sponsors. You know, the guys all at Rufus Sport that are fighting this weekend, all the coaches, and you know, like I said, the sponsors. Eclipse Screen Printing, Brookfield Chiropractor, NH New Heights Supplements, you know, all those guys. They did a great job of getting me what I need for my fights, and preparation is good.
Excellent. Awesome. Ode, pleasure talking to you as always. Looking forward to watching you fight. If you're in the Waukesha area or Milwaukee area, be sure to head over to Waukesha Expo Center in Waukesha County this Saturday night, January 30th. Get tickets. Contact Ode or NAFC.com for tickets. Find them on there. North American Fighting Championships. Be sure to catch them now because, to be honest, I really don't see Ode fighting in the Waukesha, Milwaukee area after this fight anytime soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, Ode Osborne. Ode, pleasure as always. And,
thank you, man.
Thank you for coming on, dude.
No problem. Anytime.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on. We're going to be right back with Randy Brown from the UFC. So hang on one moment, and we'll be right back.
Whether you like it or not, okay? You want to be a hero? You want a medal, or are you a coward? Knock off the hippie shit, strap on a helmet, start shooting. This is Malibu, Emily. I want you to storm that beach like it's fucking Normandy.
Knock, knock, cut it, open up his chip. Got a cush, pack sales, and some Henny we can sip. Keep a couple dollars, I don't give a penny to a bitch. But I'm with a couple hoes who say they really wanna get acquainted with some niggas who ain't the average niggas. They just wanna see why all their girlfriends be wanting pictures. I be flyed in the 100 nest, worth a 100 stacks. I ain't gonna stop shopping till I hit a 100 stacks. Polo, that's a given, I ain't even got a mention. Candy old school, put you niggas in detention. Slab niggas geeked up, tool in the clothes. I'm just a young, fresh, fly fool with some gold.
Say what to do, my dude. I'm living life, dog, what about you? And I ain't even gotta tell a lie. My swag, my C's got a nigga sky high. So I'm watching my moves from my shoes on the coupe. Be damned if a nigga ain't high to the roof. Tim Stipe, get it right, homie, more or less. I gotta thank God I'm fresh.
I rearrange faces when I drop. I'm super duper cutty, candy paint the rag top. Can't nobody even tell me I don't sip them when I lean. Forgive me to my fans, I'm country to the seas. Please, I stay up on my creep, so to come up. Gotta look the part, superstar, no stunners. I'ma say some shit to make you think I lost my mind. I'm the only nigga that can watch the sun and don't go blind. She fine as she wanna be, but she wanna check though. Dodging, bopping bitches like them hoes is working with the law. Back and shake her bitches, try to play me to the left. Now I pick the hoes I want and give my niggas what is left. I don't know if it's the name or the fake gum bottoms. Keep them on salute, them 501s, you can't knock them. Used to have the Honda with the 30-day tags, that was in the past.
Now I'm finna throw them on a jack.
Hey, hey, what to do, my dude? I'm living life, dog, what about you? And I ain't even gotta tell a lie. My swag, my steez got a nigga sky high. So I'm watching my moves from my shoes on the coupe. Be damned if a nigga ain't high to the roof. Pimp tight, get it right, homie, more or less. I gotta thank God I'm fresh.
Unfortunately, we're having a little bit of a difficulty getting Randy Brown back on the line. So we're just going to skip around for some MMA news, and hopefully he calls back from then. Unfortunately, today, the breaking news regarding UFC in Madison Square Garden, which doesn't look like it's likely to happen in the spring anytime soon now, after a federal judge kills possibility of UFC fight at Madison Square Garden in April. They were slapping on a lawsuit for an injunction that would allow them to fight while all the legal mess and legislation was going on within the UFC, within New York, for allowing professional MMA to happen inside the Madison Square Garden, inside the state. Unfortunately, it's not happening. Because the judge, I believe his name is Kimba Wood. Kimba Wood is the judge of the Southern District of New York, U.S. United States District Court, who denied the proposal by the lawyers of Zuffa. So that unfortunately won't be happening this week, this year, anytime soon, or this spring, anytime soon. Should I say? So sad news. I know UFC does have dates picked out throughout the year with Madison Square Garden that they put on the side, just in case they get the okay from the courts. So that would be sweet if they do pass it, but right now it doesn't look like any UFC would be happening inside. In other news, Sage Northcott gets a new opponent 1 week out from UFC Newark, which is, I know there's still tickets going out. His opponent withdrew from the fight card due to, I believe, injury. And he will now be fighting Brian Bam Bam Bonera, after who originally scheduled opponent Andrew Holbrook, who sustained an injury. That was his original opponent, Andrew Holbrook. So Sage Northcott will be on the main card on, I believe it's pay-per-view, so if you want to watch, it's paid $59, but there is no title fight or anything like that, so that is a shame. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Let's see if we can get Randy Brown right back on.
I got 99 problems, and they all bitches wish I was digging, man. Carefree living, but I'm not Sean or Martin Louis. I'm the Cleveland nigga, rolling with the looking boy. You know how I be when you start living large. I control my own life, Charles was never in charge. No sitcom can teach Scott about the drama, or even explain the troubles that haunted my mom. On Christmas time, my mom Christmas crying, got me most of what I wanted. How'd you do it, mom? Huh? She got the toys I would play with in my room by myself, while he by himself. He got two older brothers, one hood, one good. Independent, no, the sister kept me flying when she could. But they all didn't see the little bit of sadness in me. Scotty, I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right, this is the soundtrack to my life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kyle Carroll, your host. Unfortunately, Randy Brown won't be joining us this evening. I'm going to try and get him on tomorrow night, add a special edition to the show. Usually I do one airing a week, which is Monday nights, but we're going to try and get him on. He's currently trying to cut some weight, and I totally understand where he's coming from. Doesn't have time to really chat on the phone, so... we'll get him on tomorrow night, hopefully, and we'll talk to him then. So if you want to join us on Facebook or talk about anything, any topics you want to chat about, be sure to contact us on social media at Carol's Corner or on My MMA News, and that's at My MMA News, at Carol's Corner, and at JIBLITZ77, which is Giblet77 on Twitter. That's all we're going to have for tonight. We really didn't have anything else planned other than the two interviews. So be sure to join us tomorrow night. Thank you very much. Bye.
Knock, knock, cut it, open up his chip. Got a kush, pack shells, and some Henny we can sip. Keep a cup of...
understood.